What's going on, everybody? Now, the question is this: how do men and women all over the world, coaches, experts, influencers, thought leaders, create six or seven figure businesses, all while having fun and changing lives? If you want to know the secrets to start that business, getting leads, getting paid what you desire for the clients you serve, and changing their lives every single day, this is the podcast for you. I'm JC of The Finest, and this is The Finest Hour. Welcome, Finest Hour friends. We are back with another episode of The Finest Hour podcast. I'm your host, JC of The Finest, and today we are discussing the beauty of your mind. And mindset is the key. That is the topic of choice tonight, and we are going to dig in right away. Now, when you look at the goals that you have in your life, the biggest thing that we often try to do is start right where we are as we have been. Now, let me explain what that means. When you're going to, let's just say, buy a computer, you go to a computer, you go to, say, Best Buy, and they're like, hey, I want the brand new MacBook, and they give you the MacBook. That MacBook is programmed to perfection. The minute you turn it on, everything is seamless. It seems like everything is so easy because it's programmed properly. Now, let's just say you have any type of computer that can get a virus. The minute that computer downloads a virus, it's no longer working properly. The programming is off. Everything seems very difficult. It seems like you can't quite get things done. Now take that all the way back to the journey and going towards your goals. It doesn't have to be, you know, weight loss. It could be anything that you have as a goal. And you're starting right there where you are with the current mindset that you have. Now, the big problem, especially as I speak with many individuals daily on my at JC of The Finest Instagram account, and a lot of the questions come from, how do I overcome this issue? I've done nothing but failed my entire life. I've never been able to lose the weight. I've never been able to find that job that I want. I just can't simply find a way to make the money I know I deserve. When you come from a place of where you have been, the previous setbacks might keep you stuck, because when you have problems in the past, we often go to that default. What used to happen? What used to happen when we used to think this way? And oftentimes, if you've never been on the other side of the fence experiencing that success, most times you're going to end up right back where you are because you don't have that blueprint. You don't have that really certain thinking mechanism that you're going to need to use. Now, the way to access that is very simple. It's simply, just like that computer example, reprogramming your mind. Your mind is the key to every single thing you want in your life. And I'll show you and give you a couple of examples how. Let's just say every single time, common question I get in my Fitness by JC program with clients, when they start anything before that we've talked, maybe it's a simple diet they saw online or an on-demand diet or something they saw maybe on social media. All of a sudden, they're starting. And they're starting in a place of, they have their old habits. So maybe the first couple of weeks, everything is cool. It's going well. They're feeling great. They're eating the things they're supposed to eat. But then very quickly, all of a sudden, you know what? That motivation they had, similar to New Year's resolutions. Everybody starts out hot, but then when February shows up, no one is in the gym anymore. So it's the same exact thing in this scenario. That little kind of the wind beneath your sails starts to kind of go away. And all of a sudden that motivation fades. And then a friend's like, hey, let's go to happy hour. You can have just one brownie. You can have one piece of cake. Next thing you know, you're like, you know what? Screw it. I'll have one. And what do you think happens next? All of that momentum, all of that progress, whatever was going on, it has stopped. And all of a sudden you're going right back to those old habits because your mind hasn't been reprogrammed yet. And I'll give you the simple ways on how your mind is the most important thing and the biggest key to success. When you go for your goals, think of your mind as the most important real estate in your life. Not your house, not your apartment, your penthouse. It's simply those 6 inches between your ears. And the thoughts that you have often reflect the life that you're living. Think about it right now. So take a second to take some inventory. If you're a very positive thinker, very optimistic, when you have those things, are you noticing that you're seeing more of those things in your life? More positive people, positive situations, positive outcomes? Or if maybe you have negative thoughts, what typically is coming towards your life? Probably more negative thoughts, negative thinking, all of these things that are bringing you more negatives into your life. It's like a boomerang, kind of a mirror. What you're thinking is going to portray out into the world, and that is what your current reality is going to be. So when you kind of break all of that down, and you look at your mind, well, how can you reprogram that? We'll take you through a series of steps here. When you have your mind, let's just say your goal, simply because I have my Fitness by JC program, is weight loss. And you're liking to lose a little bit of weight. The first question is how much weight? Let's just say you're 30 pounds. I want to lose 30 pounds. Now it's coming down to reprogramming your mind. Even if you've had tons of failures in the past, this time will be different. And the biggest key to success, and I will always vouch for that as a coach, is hiring a coach or a mentor, because that's someone that's gone through something that maybe you haven't found the success yet, but they can help you through it. And you know right away that they're giving you something that's going to work or has been proven to work because they've replicated success, not for themselves, but for every other person they come across. So you have a little bit of good vibes going on in your mind. So that can help you to reprogram yourself. You know what? I'm going to do it different this time. I'm going to think the thoughts that are going to bring me where I want to go. Meaning, you're not going to think, well, I'm going to do this and it's going to work out just like every time. In 2.5 weeks, I'm going to quit. When you have those thoughts, that reality is being portrayed into the world from your mind. It's throwing it out there. So in 2.5 weeks, when you end up right where you thought you'd be, you can't be that surprised. But this time, program yourself for success. I am going to find this weight loss goal. I'm going to eat the right foods. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to follow the steps, and I'm going to quit no matter what. I know that I'm going to run into obstacles. I know there's going to be days that I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyways. Big thing I share with clients, discipline over mood. When you always do what you're supposed to do, even if you don't feel like it, the cool thing is it gets done. And the place that it starts is upstairs in your mind. Once you master those thoughts, it's just like programming that computer. You're programming the computer to run the program that's going to get you to your goals, aka thinking the thoughts that are going to produce actions. That's the next step. Because what you think about this for a second. If you're supposed to go to the gym and you're like, you know what? I like this couch. I don't really feel like getting off of it. That thought is programming your mind to follow through to that. So all of a sudden, when you didn't get off the couch, you didn't work out, the next morning when you wake up, look back to the thoughts you're experiencing. They were giving you the vibe that you weren't going. You weren't feeling like it. That couch is a little comfortable, and you kind of had the mood over your discipline. When your mind is programmed properly, it's, I need to exercise. I'm going to do it. You get up and you take the action. What your mind says to do, your body's going to follow. Just like when you wake up and that alarm goes off in the morning, you know it's time to get up. But what do? That little voice says, you don't need to give up. You know, you can just sleep. Sleep a couple of more minutes. Hit that snooze. You deserve it. And because you have those thoughts, what are you doing with yourself? You're negotiating out of that discipline. You're letting that mood, that emotion take over, that feeling. And that's what always keeps you stuck. And that's why you go back to sleep and you wake up late and your day is a circus. So when you look at where you want to go, think about that. You're reprogramming your mind and boom, now your actions are now following through to that thought. Now you're starting to do the right actions. You're eating the right things. You're exercising the right way. You're being disciplined. Your habits are changing. All of a sudden, your focus is a little bit more crispy. Think about those two things. If you're doing all of these things with your actions, what do you think the logical next step is what you're going to see? You're going to start to see that you're creating a new identity that maybe you've never had before. You're becoming that person that you've longed to become. You're thinking the right thoughts. Because you're thinking those thoughts, your actions are following through on them. Now that your actions are following through, think of that next step. Because now you're being consistent, your habits are changing, your discipline is becoming stronger, your willpower is now you're able to override all of the things that are happening. Now all of a sudden you're putting yourself in that new identity. You're becoming the person whom you've never been able to become before. Now you're actually in the actual path going towards that goal. And once you start seeing that identity change, the next thing that happens is those thoughts you're having, they became even more certain. Now they know, oh my God, I'm waking up and I'm going to exercise. I know I'm eating the right foods. When somebody puts brownies in front of me, there's no way that I'm gonna eat it. The next thing is all of a sudden now the rest of your life, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Now you're more disciplined in every single aspect. It could be things as simple as not leaving the dishes in the sink at night. Very simple, but the small things add up. Now you're knocking out those dishes. Now you're making your bed in the morning. Now all of a sudden, you're cleaning off your car. Everything in your life seems to be getting better and better. Everything in your picture, your overall blueprint, it seems to be leading you towards who you want to become. And when you change that mindset, you start reprogramming yourself for success. All of a sudden, your actions start following through on that. You're keeping the promises. You're starting to see that identity change. Your confidence is growing, your self-belief. All of a sudden, you're starting to see the results show. And that's the last step of the process. Once you think and change your thoughts, You'll change your actions, which will change the identity and who you're becoming, and eventually you will arrive at your goal and become that person, the person that you need to become to achieve the result that you have not been able to achieve so far. So think about that process, simple four steps. And when you get to the end of it, your mind is reprogrammed differently. So when you look at all the things that have transpired in the past, maybe you were unbelievably inconsistent. Maybe you're unbelievably not disciplined. Maybe your habits were garbage. Now all of a sudden, as you've reprogrammed yourself for success, what do you think followed that? More success. Better habits, better discipline, better work ethic, all of these different things, and most notably, more and better commitment. And when you reach that person, now you've become the person that has eluded you for so long, because the first step was reprogramming your mind, and that kind of set the chain of dominoes to go off that lined up the doors for you to basically walk through all the opportunities you needed that will get you to that goal. So when you look at all of those simple steps, the best part about this particular episode, the mindset is the key. But the cool part about it, you hold the key in your hand. There's many things that right now, you know what? If you're looking for a specific car, you might have to go to a dealership to get that key. If you're looking for that beautiful house that you have yet to purchase, you might have to go to a realtor to get the key. But in this case, you hold the key in your hand. Just like you hold the pen that is currently writing your story. Your story equals your life. And every single day, maybe to this point, you're picking the pen up and you're putting it down. And maybe you just decided, you know what? Maybe my story is always going to be like this. Maybe it's not going to be written the way that I want, where I'm the hero of my life. Well, in this case, you pick up that pen and you have the key. And the door in front of you is the door of opportunity. And the way to walk through that is simply reprogramming your mind. It's just like if you think about this easy example, and we'll close on this. If all you do is get no's, you get a lot of rejection. All of a sudden, if you look at it in that way, very negative light, I'm not good enough. Everyone thinks the answer is no, so they're giving me a no. But when you simply change your mindset, look how easy this is. The next no you get is one no closer to your yes. All of a sudden, that gives you a little sprinkle of positivity, a little bit of optimism that how important your mind can be by simply changing how you think. Your life will continue to change in reality. The thoughts that you have are programming that motor that is going to take you to your goal. And you know, the first step is just changing your thoughts, which will trickle down to change your actions, which will trickle down to change your identity, who you're becoming, which will trickle down to change your result, that now you're finally seeing those results that you want. And it doesn't have to be just weight loss, weight gain. It could be you get that job that you want, the relationship that you've been striving to find. Maybe it's you all of a sudden become an incredible salesman, or your business starts to crush it. Everything starts in your mind. What you believe is what you can achieve. And when you start to reprogram yourself for success, the funny thing is, success always finds a way to find you. So hopefully today, this episode has helped you dearly. And I know that if you've paid attention, you've taken notes, you really look at yourself, take inventory, and look at your thoughts, I can guarantee that maybe some of those thoughts don't have that belief you need. They're a little bit negative. Maybe it's not really programming yourself for success. It's really programming you to set yourself up for failure. As soon as you run through those four steps, it is going to program you for success. You'll be able to overcome all of those walls you couldn't climb, and you will get to the other side and really see what it feels like to become that best version of yourself, because it always starts because your mind is the key. So remember, we always take things out the same exact way. Do and become the best you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you've learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast on your phone right now, upload to your Instagram stories, and tag me at JC of the Finest. And then let me know in that IG story what is one thing you learned and one thing that you would like to learn more about. I love hearing more from my clients, listeners, friends, new and old, all over the world. Right as soon as you do this, go inside the podcast app and hit that little button there that says subscribe. Leave me a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of helping change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving that review. So thank you very much for tuning in, my Finest Hour friends. And thank you for listening. And I will see you next week. And remember, do and become the best you.